Well, it was 2 weeks ago that we had the interview with the author of the red-hot new book, Black Edge. Black Edge refers to inside information, trading on inside information. And the author of that book, Sheila Kohatkar, was with us 2 weeks ago. And if you have Money Talk On Demand and you missed that, you can listen to that entire interview in hour three of the Money Talk On Demand from 2 weeks ago. That would be on February 26th. And we so appreciated having the opportunity to have an in-depth discussion with Sheila Kohatkar, the author of Black Edge. And as Sheila mentions or discusses in her book, they have three areas that they talk about in the hedge fund industry. They talk about white edge, which is basically investment research, hard copy, whatever. And then they talk about gray edge, which is not inside information, but not necessarily totally publicly available information. And then they talk about black edge. Black edge is inside information. And Sheila's book is about trading on inside information and what happens to you when you trade on inside information, particularly within the context of the hedge fund industry and particularly within the context of SAC, which wound up paying a $1.8 billion fine for inadequately supervising employees, some of which, of course, were involved in the notorious inside trading story as of recent years. And here we have in the news in the last 48 hours, the principal architect of prosecuting insider trading in Wall Street has been relieved of his duties. The U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, which includes Manhattan and Wall Street, relieved of his duties after about 7 years on the job, and he has successfully prosecuted a number of insider trading cases, and we have a number of Wall Streeters who have been convicted of inside trading and are currently serving their time in the big house as a result of that. In fact, we talked about the Matthew Martoma 9-year sentencing. He is currently serving early in that term in Florida. He is appealing, but he's in the big house right now. He's not alone. There was another sentence meted out of 11 years for a famous inside trader of a hedge fund. Other hedge funders have been convicted and are in jail. And this is documented in Sheila's book, Black Edge, which I think is probably the hottest book to hit the investment community in years. We have added it to the recommended reading list in the book section at bobbrinker.com. I regard this as must reading for Money Talk listeners. You have to know what's going on out there. You really do have to know. When you read Black Edge, you will know what's going on out there. Sheila has done a marvelous job. She's a terrific writer. And she spent 3 years of her life researching the book. That's a lot of time and a lot of research. She talked to a lot of people. And you know what's amazing? And I was sorry to see the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District relieved of his duties, because he has about 7 years of history in prosecuting these inside traders. And he has cases that are on the burner right now. And to see him relieved of his duties with all of the knowledge that he takes out the door with him is really sad. Now, if you're an inside trader and you have a case coming up and he is the prosecutor, maybe you can celebrate. He's gone. But the fact is, I don't think it's a good thing to take a person like that out of office at a time when insider trading has to be met with a stiff hand. Now, if you're a regular Money Talk listener, you already know something, and you knew it before the program 2 weeks ago when Sheila Kohatkar came on and documented the insider trading that she found in Wall Street, in the hedge fund industry especially. This is what we're talking about. Now, in the context of the hedge funds, do you remember, if you go back several years, you could remember that you would hear these hedge funders bragging about their incredible performance, how much they beat the market, and all the rest of it. And you had to wonder, well, most of us know about model portfolio theory. We know that it's not perfect, but it has a lot going for it. And you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, how can you year after year report these incredible returns, way above market returns? How does that happen? And I always believed there was only one possible answer. This is my opinion. And I've shared it with you. I always believed that the only possible answer to how a hedge fund could consistently put big numbers on the board way above the market would be inside information. Because we know from modern portfolio theory that that's one way you can beat the market. You can beat the market all the time with inside information. In fact, it's easy to beat the market with inside information. For example, if you learn illegally of an upcoming merger, you buy the targeted stock and it goes up when it's taken over at a higher price. No rocket science involved in that. Or when you hear that a drug trial is about to fulfill its phase 3 requirement and the announcement's coming out on how the drug has done, if you have advance information, as Matthew Martoma was accused in the case of the Elon and Wyeth trials on their famous case years ago involving the Alzheimer's drug, which did not turn out to have the efficacy that was hoped for it. Well, if you have that information in advance, then you can short the stock, sell any you own and short the stock, which is actually what happened, and make a bundle. The total profit benefit there was estimated at $275 million. That was the economic value that was assigned to having the information in advance that the Alzheimer's drug that was the great promise of Elon and Wyeth years ago turned out to be a dud. It was a dud. At the end of the road, it was a dud. And therefore, it was bad news for the stocks. In the case of Elon, which was a company that was incredibly dependent on the success of this new drug trial, it was a devastating blow to the stock. In the case of Wyeth, it was also a severe blow. But if you had that information, then if you were long the stock, you would sell it, and then you would probably short it. By the way, that's what happened. And that's how you got the estimated benefit of $275 million of having the advance information, the inside information to trade on. And this is all spelled out in Black Edge. And I do need you to read Black Edge so that you'll know what's going on out there. And so we know, even from modern portfolio theory itself, we know, yeah, you can beat the market with inside information. It's a piece of cake. It's a layup. There's nothing to it. And I've always suspected there were hedge funds, not all, but there were hedge funds out there doing this kind of thing. And that's how they could post the numbers. Now, look what's happened. And this is incredible. Look what's happened in recent years. In recent years, hedge fund performance has gone off a cliff. Since the inside trading scandals hit and people became much more afraid of trading on inside information, and some of this had to do with Mr. Barrera, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District, who aggressively prosecuted inside traders in Wall Street, and he's now been relieved of his job, sadly. Now, what we have here is the obvious. The performance has fallen off dramatically since the insider trading gift horse has been taken away. No surprise there, because we know that without inside information, it's very, very difficult to beat the market, especially on a consistent basis year after year. Well, surprise there. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the steroids era in baseball. In the steroids era in baseball, we had people blowing up their bodies and their heads with steroids, hitting home runs that nobody like Babe Ruth or Henry Aaron could do on an annual basis. The greatest of all time, Henry Aaron, Babe Ruth, Henry Aaron, take your pick. Greatest of all time. No. With steroids, those records could be beaten because they were doing it on juice. And, of course, that was finally brought out. And that was, I'm not saying it's gone completely, but it's mostly gone. They have drug tests now, and they nail you if you do it. Give you big suspensions, and you risk your career. So you don't have it like you had it. It was a tsunami of steroids. Now you have maybe a trickle, and they usually catch you and suspend you. Same thing, right? When they were doing it with steroids, they were hitting the ball out of the park at record levels. They took away most of the steroids, except the ones they catch. And guess where the numbers went? The numbers went right back down to where they always were. The long ball, all the rest of it, right back down to where it always was. Same thing with the hedge funds. They took away the inside trading. And those hedge funds that were involved in inside trading, not all, but the ones that were, look what's happened to the performance right back down. Money Talk listeners, please read Black Edge. It's available on Amazon.com. You can steer to it at BobBrinker.com in the book section or take it out at your local library. It's probably fairly popular because I've been pretty excited about the work that Sheila did in this book. No, I don't know Sheila. No, Sheila's not my relative. She just did a great job, that's all. And she deserves credit for it. But once you read the book, you'll know what's going on out there. And I think it's really important for Money Talk listeners to know what's going on.